Hey guys, I'm just so tired of making podcasts on voice message and then they just delete it at the end. So I'm just gonna do this and remember it forever. How y'all doing? I think I got a lot to talk about. I just don't remember. Let's talk about Freak. Let's talk about Okay, so I think we're just gonna talk about my life right now because it's interesting, but it's not interesting. So I've been trying, never mind, because if I even speak about it, I might kill myself. Let's talk about, people are, I don't even know, I'm confused. So, Christmas is coming up, and it's like, Sasha, what do you want? And I always be like, I don't know. But this year I know. But the thing is, I want so much that I don't even have money to do anything to do. I don't have enough money to buy every single thing that I want. So I'm just going to have to keep manifesting it. And I'm not even going to get any more money, because after this, I'm probably going to be unemployed for another 6 freaking months. Like, life is so freaking hard, and my freaking parents, I don't even know. I don't even like asking them for money. And then here come my broke ass older sister asking her little sister for money. Like, you really down bad to be asking your little sister? How embarrassing is that for you, my nigga? Like, get a life, get some bitches, get a job, please. Anyway, so I stopped recording my voice from iMessage after I was talking about how Momo was just an untalented piece of shit. But, and I don't really think I take that back, because she don't do nothing. Wait, how was it? She is a donut. Anyway, something like that. She just untalented. Like, I just don't understand how somebody could be so confident, not cry at all, and go up on stage in front of all these hot, attractive K-pop idols, and you just sitting there. You are gonna be mine again. Like, I just know, cause I'm really trying to understand her point of view, because it's like, what the fuck? Like, I don't even know. It's just kind of weird. Like, you going up on stage saying, I don't know. How does Heechul feel about this? I think Heechul doesn't care, because this nigga can't sing or rap either. He like Momo, but in Super Junior. He doesn't do anything. That was pretty funny. But okay, I'll give you that. Momo can dance, but how far are you gonna go? How do I cut this part out? Listen, here's what I'm trying to say. Sometimes she overdances, okay? And I'm not even trying to comfort her, because she is the best, one of the best dancers in Twice. Yeah, I'm really speaking into my mic like this with my eyes closed, because I'm about to go to sleep. So please forgive me when I sound like I don't know what I'm saying. But I do know what I'm saying. I just don't know how to get it out of my mouth, because my brain does not work past 10 p.m. It's 12:07. Oh my gosh. Anyway, what was I even saying? Guys, I'm nervous. Basically what I was saying was, oh, she over dances sometimes. I don't even know where I was going with this, but like, okay, she a good dancer, but like, what else? What else? What else? Oh my God, wait, you could still hear me, my whole thing. Wait, can, oh my God, wait. 42, 43, 44, 45, 40. Oh my God, you can still freaking record even when you're not on the app. That's crazy. Anyway, what was I saying? Let's go through the whole Twice members, actually. Let's look up Twice members. Because first of all, and since I'm psychic, I know who's all dating and who's not. So I think somebody saw something I wrote. Hello? Anyway, Santa is definitely dating a nigga. Like, ain't no way you freaking look this good. And it's like, she started looking good during More and More era. That's when she started looking good. People be like, she look good during Feel Special. She look good during Fancy. Yeah, she look good. But, like, she never, ever, ever stood out ever on Earth in life. She never stood out ever until More and More came. And that bitch stood. She stood. And she looks good, and she looks good. And listen, y'all, because it's like a thing in Twice, because Gio started looking really, really pretty and really cute, and she started looking really good. And then, like, months later, it was found out that she had a boyfriend. I think it's that new, it's like a new nigga glow, I think. Like, as soon as you get a boyfriend or something, you just start glowing different. I think that's what Santa and Gio had. Nyan, this bitch, I got nothing to say about her. I think I'm a Twice anti, because I really hate all of them, actually. Anyway, Santa, she can't hang. Well, she's not funny, but she's pretty. So, what rank would y'all leave her? I'm saying she would be in rank C for me. No, she's in rank B. She's a good dancer too. She's in rank B. She's pretty, so that's good. She can dance, I guess, so that's good. Can she sing? No, and I think that's like the main part of being a K-pop idol. If you can't sing, then baby girl, what the fuck is you doing? Ew, I hate when bitches be saying baby girl, because you sound so stupid and ghetto, you black bitch. Chewy, she can dance, she can sing, she's pretty, she basically has it all. There's nothing but to put the girl in rank A, even though I don't even be thinking about the girl one bit ever in life. I think she deserves rank A, and because, like, she's, like, the most popular or whatever. So, it's like, how you gonna put the most popular bitch in a B ranking? Yeah, that's hater shit. We got Momo. Y'all already know where that bitch going, so do I even have to say it? Here we go with Mina. She can dance. She can sing. Debatable. It's debatable. Like, oh my God, I sounded just like her. No way. All I need. Yeah, purr. I think she's gonna have to go into C ranking. Do y'all ever, cause you know how like Twice is very, very, very popular in Korea. Do y'all think K-pop idols know, like excluding the girls that are their friends, obviously, but do y'all think the K-pop males know each of the Twice members' names? Like, I just don't I don't know. I just can't see somebody being like, her name is like a K-pop man idol going like, that's Chaeyoung from Twice. Like, what the fuck? Like, I can get somebody like, oh, she's from Twice, but I can never see somebody saying, oh, that's Chaeyoung from Twice, or like, well, that's basically it, because every other freaking person in Twice is like memorable. Like, I don't know, I just when people talk about Twice, they just say Twice. They never say like Momo from Twice. Like, what the fuck? But like, I don't know, it's kind of weird. Just like with 17, like, do y'all think, because like Twice likes 17 music, do y'all think Twice know every single one of their names? Like, you got somebody at the gate going like, hey, that's June. Like, I just don't see nobody being like, that's June from 17. But I can see somebody saying, oh, like, if you see them in a group, you would know that they're 17. Or if you see them in subunits, you'd be like, yeah, that's 17. But if somebody, like, sends somebody, do you think they'd be like, oh, yeah, that's June from 17? Or, yeah, oh my OMG, that's Dino from 17, you know? It's just kind of weird how people are in a group and then they just don't know their name. Like, you can even, like, even in interviews, like, in Twice interviews, they know Twice, but they don't even know the Twice names. Like, I don't know. It's just very weird. It's very weird. But it's not weird at the same time. You feel? So, how y'all doing today? All I want. And that's going to be stuck in my head. But y'all want to know what was stuck in my head today? The chick that's like, me too. I give her a smack. The one with the Me Too by Kevin Gates or whatever his name is. And then the little dance that boy that was like Kim, like, be doing. I was doing that dance. I was even reenacting the dance when I was on Fry Machines. Excuse me, y'all. I'm repositioning. Jesus. Okay, I'm positioned. Speaking of positions, how y'all feel about the new album? I really liked it. I mean, I still have yet to listen to some of the songs there because it's just like, I don't know, but it's not Thank You Next, I'll tell you that. It's not Sweetener, I'll tell you that. But the Sweetener, Thank You Next have Point of View and Obvious? I don't know. You tell me. Oh my God, I have a headache. Guys, can we just sit in silence for the rest of the podcast, please? Can we please sit in silence for the rest of the podcast? I don't think I can go an hour or even 2 hours this podcast. So I think my first podcast on this app would just be short. Jesus, I wish I could just recorded some of my hour-long audios, because those was the best things ever. I said so much interesting stuff, but now I forget what I was talking about. Because this is low-key more, guys, I promise you, my podcasts don't normally sound like this. I be live in my podcast, like, I be talking about the funniest shit ever. I just can't give you any examples because I be forgetting what I'm talking about, because I'm half asleep when I make all of these. Every single one, I'm either high or half. Well, I'm not high, but I'm half asleep. My ear hurts so bad. Today, my sister tried to accuse me. Not today, but yesterday, my sister tried to accuse me. Can y'all hear me? Hold on. Testing. Hold on, guys. Yesterday my sister tried to accuse me of keeping the power on the, you know how like on the shower head there's different switches, like you, and then it'd be like, you know, the like the power one. She accused me of keeping that on, and she called me nasty as if I would do it, as if she like was assuming I was using it for sexual pleasure. First of all, bitch, I didn't even freaking use the power thing. And I haven't used it in like months, literal months. Secondly, I think about killing myself every day more than I think about having sexual desires, bitch. You don't know me. You don't know me at all. And thirdly, I didn't even do that. Like, why are you assuming? Well, first of all, why are you automatically assuming something sexual when there's, like, when the power thing is on? I just don't think that's freaking healthy at all, actually. And I think this bitch needs to seek a mental facility. The fuck? I didn't use that. I don't know why she was blaming me for that. I didn't use it at all, and I haven't even using it for like, I look so fucking stupid. But yeah, my brain really can't work. Like, this is really how I sound in my head. Like, I just sound dumb as fuck. And now I know why somebody said that I sound like I have like a speech impediment, because this is really how I fucking talk. Like, I talk like I'm dumb. Like, I'm dumb. I talk like I'm fucking stupid. My ear hurts. I tried to make friends today. It didn't work out. Because these damn masks, I don't be knowing what half these bitches be saying. Like, you know, like when you scared to say huh again, so like you just start laughing at them even though you have no idea what the fuck they be saying. It's these damn masks. Like, I don't be knowing what people be saying at all. I don't want everybody like, Sasha, can you take my shift? I have so much homework to catch up. What about Sasha? Sasha's in the same grade as y'all. What if Sasha has work to catch up on? Why are y'all asking me? And why am I saying yes, Sasha? Why am I saying yes? Well, I just wanted some money. I just want some extra money. Please leave me the fuck alone. But the thing is, the extra money isn't even going to go on the... Why am I still talking? Yeah, guys, I'm wrapping it up. Next podcast is going to be a good one, because I'm going to know what to say, and I'm not going to be tired. How was y'all doing today? I want some Robux. Yeah, after this, I'm gonna be MIA for about 2-3 more business days. Cause I hate everybody right now. Currently, I hate everybody, even myself. I'm so tired. I can't even speak because I'm so tired. Yeah, I'm definitely not sending this link into the group chat, because this was a horrible, horrible podcast. And I will start promoting when my podcast is good. But till then, shut the fuck up and get it together, Sasha. Oh my god, Sasha needs to learn how to do outros and intros. So let's just do this for like the remaining time. The remaining time on my podcast. Hey, my little Sashines. It's your girl Sasha here with another podcast. Maybe. I like it. You ever be wanting to fuck cartoons? Like, I'll be wanting to fuck the shit out of some of these cartoons. Goodbye.